And welcome back here to Long Shots Bar and Grill. Brock Campbell, the Boomer Coaches Show rolling on, and now I'm joined by three Boomers soccer players, senior forward Peyton Cook, sophomore goalie Kendall Wells, and sophomore Ava Long, midfielder. How you girls doing? And I can't talk. How you girls doing tonight?
Doing pretty good.
Good. You're a veteran.
Yeah,
so you got to break these two in right here. Yeah, Ava Long is a veteran of the Boomer Coaches Show. She's been on twice. I thought she'd been on more, but I guess it's two times. So it seems like more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So, anyways, congrats on the third place finish, girls, at the Northwest Class and Tournament over the last weekend. Won two games by way of penalty kick, so nothing short of a heart attack on some of those games. And I just want to have you guys talk overall about the tournament first, and I'll let Ava take that first.
With the tournament being like a 6A tournament, it was kind of intimidating to come in, especially like with the big school like Edmund Memorial, because they have a ton of girls that can play club soccer, and it was kind of cool to go in and like be able to play with those girls and show that we actually can play some soccer against some big schools.
Peyton, you played against a competition like that already as you're the senior. Just kind of your overall thoughts on that tournament. Are you happy with the third place finish, or was there some things that you guys probably left on the field that could have, you know, placed a little bit better?
No, I thought we did really good. We definitely weren't expecting to probably make it that far, but I was really proud of the girls and how they played. I was proud of it.
And Kendall, you being the goalie, you know, taking on that 6A competition, you have to be the one that says, not on my watch. What was your approach to that whole tournament, taking on some of those giants?
Well, my approach was just not getting scored on pretty much and doing everything I could. And the thing is, in the whole tournament, I didn't get scored on in regulation. I only got scored on in PKs, so that means a lot to me personally, and just my defense and my team for making that far and just putting it all out on the field.
And talk about penalty kicks, Peyton. Let's talk about how comfortable this team is right now. I don't know if you ever get that comfortable with having to go to penalty kicks, but knowing that you can win on penalty kicks, that has to give a little bit of a shot of confidence to this team if you get in those situations.
Yeah, we've pulled through. We've gotten used to it, I think, or I have, so I don't have too much nerves about it anymore. It's kind of, it is.
Just what it is what it is, right?
It is.
But you want to not get there if at all possible.
Yeah,
you want to win in regulation.
Yeah.
But Ava, let's talk about, you know, no surprise you're the spark plug on this team, that you are on the basketball team as well. You have several goals already on the year. Are you more offensive in soccer, or do you still like to be that defender and take the ball away like you do in basketball?
I do like to be that defender, but whenever it does come down to offense, I can do what I need to do to make sure that we score and finish the game.
Well, Kendall, like you said, it's your second varsity season in goal for the Boomers as you're a sophomore. How have you improved from your freshman year to your sophomore year?
Well, we didn't have much of a season
That's
last
true.
Year.
Yes.
But maybe vocally on the field and just keeping each other uplifted and like directing and like showing my teammates like their positioning and how they need to play.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What you know, talk about, you know, if you have young little girls out there that want to be goalkeepers.
Yeah.
That net is huge.
It is.
So let's talk about, what is the key to guarding that big net? Is it all about taking angles away from the offense so they can't get a good angle to shoot?
It really is, but it's also about confidence. You can't just think that you're too short or the goal's humongous. You have to own it. It's yours. But yes, it's a lot about taking angles and just reading the player, just seeing how they're moving. If they're going left, you shift over, or if they're going right, you shift over.
Very cool. Well, you guys started the year out 1-3, so it was a slow start, probably not the start you wanted, but I'm going to let Peyton take this. Do you think that may have been because of other sports bleeding into the season and not having the full season last year due to COVID? Do you think that's why you had that slow start?
Possibly. Also, we start the season early enough to where our basketball girls and other teams' basketball girls don't come in until later on. So I think that has to do a little bit of it, too.
So it's Ava's fault.
Yeah, it's Ava's fault.
Always. I'll take the blame.
Okay. Speaking of Ava, Ava or Peyton could take this one. You had a lot of close games so far this year that you've won in the last minute or in penalty kicks. Talk about what that does for your conference going into, like, some more of those situations, knowing that you have some big opponents ahead of you.
With our confidence, I think that helps us to give it, like, it gives us a boost with being able to go into the bigger games thinking, like, hey, we can pull through and win this game. And it also helps, like, our, like, underclassmen, like our freshmen, because we play, like, a couple freshmen, and it helps them out a lot, too.
Let's talk about the game last night with Weatherford. You won that one 1-0. In regulation, so you didn't have to go to penalty kick, so that's great. So that was something new and welcomed. But does that game put any – when you play Weatherford, that's a rival.
Yes.
When you play your rival, does that put a little bit more pep in your step when you play the Eagles on that pitch?
Personally, yes, it did a lot.
Just a little.
And, you know, we've got Cash coming in, and they're a pretty formidable opponent tomorrow night as well. I'll let Peyton or Kendall take this one. What do we know about Cash for tomorrow's match, and what do you think the keys are going into the match against the Bulldogs tomorrow?
Well, we don't know much about them, but we've heard that they're pretty close to Weatherford's playing style, so I think we can just stay confident with how we've been playing lately and just keep going at it.
And when you say playing style, what kind of playing style does Weatherford put against you that you're going to see maybe the same of with Cash?
Trying to kick the ball over our heads and run. That's it.
So they're just trying to get transition without going offside, of course.
Yes. Yeah. But so, it's just a bunch of running.
Well, that just makes me tired. Just thinking of it. So my last question is for Peyton. You're the senior of this of the group. Any plans after high school? Do you plan on going to play soccer somewhere? Or?
I'm hoping. I got an offer from Randall, but they don't have my major, so I'm not sure if I'll pursue that or not, but I'm hoping.
You look at any other schools, maybe even closer to home?
Most of them in the city, yeah, so not too far.
Well, girls, I appreciate you coming on here. Good luck tomorrow against the Cash Lady Bulldogs, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That was sophomore Ava Long and sophomore Kendall. I've lost your last name.
Wells,
thank you. And then senior Peyton Cook, the girls' soccer team, as they're going to take on Cash tomorrow night. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have the head coach of herself. I can't talk tonight. It's Amy Provence. After this break, you're listening to Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.